And this is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Louisiana lawmakers have successfully overridden the governor's veto of a bill that bans doctors from performing a medical procedure that attempts to alter the biological sex of a minor. Pollock Representative Gabe Furmit has called the bill the Stop Harming Our Kids Act.
Simply protects children in Louisiana from harm by ending the use of experimental and irreversible chemical and surgical medical procedures on children suffering from a mental health condition called gender dysphoria.
But New Orleans Representative Jason Hughes agreed with the governor's veto message that the legislation is unconstitutional.
This bill violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause because it targets and limits health care to transgender children that remain available to, quote, normal children.
The House overrode the veto by 5 votes on a 75-23 vote. Furmit says 20 other states, including many in the South, have passed similar legislation.
If we don't pass this bill, Louisiana will become the destination for children across the entire South to undergo these life-altering, irreversible medical experiments.
A judge last month struck down an Arkansas version of trans youth health care ban. Furmit's bill is set to go into effect in January. St. Martinville Senator Fred Mills voted no. He believes the legislature should not get involved in the relationship between a patient and a child.
I've never seen a physician say, I want to harm a child. I've not seen any cases in front of the Board of Medical Examiners where there's surgeries that are taking place. I've not seen any of that.
The gender-affirming care bill, as some have called it, is the only bill that lawmakers successfully vetoed. The governor issued over 24 vetoes from the recently completed legislative session. Advocates for juveniles who are being held at a former death row building at a Louisiana prison for adults say that the youths are suffering through dangerous heat and psychologically damaging isolation in prison cells with little or no mental health care, inadequate schooling, and foul water. In a federal filing in Baton Rouge, they're asking a judge to end the practice of holding some juvenile detainees at the state pen at Angola. The document says officials have broken promises to provide constitutionally acceptable facilities for young people housed at the facility. The State Office of Juvenile Justice did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Tuesday.